welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we're going to take a look at MLW Fusion 162, Billington Bulldogs, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Beaumaye Fight Club, and our main event tonight. But first, let's just kick the news out of the way. It has been announced that tickets are available for Superfight 2023, being held at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, February 4th, 2023. Philly, the new home of MLW. First match announced is a big one, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be for the MLW World Heavyweight Championship. Your boy, Alexander Hammerstone, taking on Jacob Fatu. These two have had a storied past with Fatu being part of Contra Unit, and Hammer being the one to take away the world championship from Fatu. In a weird reversal of events, Hammer won the Battle Riot event a couple years ago to get a shot at Jacob Fatu and that World Heavyweight Championship. And now this past year, Jacob Fatu has won the Battle Riot and is looking to reclaim his championship. Really, like, let's just throw it out there. Like, this is a banger of a way to announce a new card. Though on the downside is I'm not entirely sure how they're going to, top that. But really, like, this main event alone is going to sell the event for me. Curious to see where this is going to go. And of course, I love me a good Hoss fight. Also, it has been announced that the international pop star Becca is debuting at Superfight. The former member of the Scrunchy Squad, excuse me, that is quite the tongue twister to say Scrunchy. I still can't do it. Still can't do it, man. Where's my agent? Like, I asked for softballs instead of tongue twisters, and I can't say Scrunchy Squad. There. Anyway, Becca has traveled the world with or without the difficultly named Scrunchy Squad to come back a freshly seasoned competitor, getting rave reviews on the intrawebs about her work, especially for someone her young age. So she will be making a big debut at Superfight as well. So, in addition of Hammer, Fatu, and Becca, also scheduled to appear are Johnny Fusion, John Hennigan, John Morrison, any other name you want to call him by, Real One, Enzo Amore, etc., Microman, Taya Valkyrie, Alex Kane and the Beaumaye Fight Club, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Mance Warner, Lindsay Dorado, Davey Richards, the Samoan SWAT Team, Sam Adonis, Ricky Shane Page, Delirious, Calvin Tankman, Billy Starks, La Estrella, Cesar Duran, the new and improved FBI, and much, much more. Also, it has been announced that Boss Fight has the new MLW action figures available for pre-order now at BossFightShop.com. Right now, the first four competitors getting figures released is Killer Cross. Okay. Dude is not with the company anymore and wrestled like one match for MLW. I bet the rest of it will be fine. Mads Kruger. Okay, well, at least he was on the roster for a little while. Just keep moving. Jacob Fatu and your boy Alexander Hammerstone. So, well, I guess at least two of the four are still hanging around, and can't complain at least about those two. Not that, you know, the rest of the roster isn't pretty solid in this first four lineup, but I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, two of the first four figures listed are not with the company anymore. It's almost like playing some of the wrestling video games. Like, fire up the game and we can find out who's not with the company anymore and point and laugh at it. But anyway, big step forward getting the pre-orders announced for the action figures, and I can be snarky all I want, but like, this is an awesome step for MLW and its merchandise. All right, let's get to it. Episode 162 of A Fusion. Let's get it started. Starting off, very interesting. Cesar Duran is back, comes out to address the crowd. He saved MLW from the grips of Contra Unit, and he's been swept away. So it is now time for the rise of Azteca Lucha, and just you wait, mic drop. Kind of curious to see where this is going, if we're going to get Azteca Lucha proper, or if this is going to be just a stable to run roughshod over MLW. But Duran is no longer matchmaker for MLW, so I'm curious to see where this is going to go. Maybe we'll get some more answers tonight. If not, hopefully in the next couple of weeks or so, we'll start figuring out what's going on here. As we slide into the introduction, we are being welcomed by Joe Drombowski. He is being joined by Matt Stryker. No Rich Pochini. First time in a long, long time that a show is being done without Rich. Stryker, though, is, you know, an old MLW hand in his own right, so commentary is put in, well, good hands. Barring this, we are going to start off the show with some action. It is going to be middleweight action as the world middleweight champion Shun Skywalker from Dragon Gate will be taking on Lince Dorado, Lucha Lit, the Golden Lynx. Let's see how this goes out. Can the upstart, I guess, is he an upstart? I mean, he's been wrestling for like 15 years now. And Shun's only been doing it for a couple. But yeah, whatever. Can Dorado show what he's made of? Test the mettle of young Skywalker and obtain the middleweight championship? Let's find out here. Though it doesn't start off great for Lince. Shun starts off with lots of strikes, just smacking him all around the ring and outside the ring. Lince tries to come back, but he misses a dive outside the ring and gets backdropped on the apron, which happens to be the hardest part of the ring if you've never watched wrestling before. Skywalker goes to do a moonsault, but he is not fooled by Dorado's counterattempt and does just like a whirligig instead of a moonsault to turn that into a Texas cloverleaf. Lince does come back after getting locked in a gory special. Basement dropkick sends Shun to the floor the hard way. That looked like it hurt. Like he was just laying on the ring apron. And Lince just comes and hits him with the dropkick and he just goes flopping off onto the arena floor. Almost missed the mats. I mean, even with the mats there, that couldn't have felt great. I mean, it's, you know, at least a 3-foot just free fall drop there. Lince, though, once Shun is on the floor, hits a top rope plancha. We go to break and we come back. Top rope crossbody by Lince gets a 2 count. We get a suplex stunner combination out of nowhere by Shun. Skywalker also gets a 2. Shun hits the SSW, which I guess is his finisher. Only gets 2 out of that, though, so some finisher that is. Lince locks Shun in the corner with a basement drop kick, followed up by a brainbuster. That gets 2. Right into a cross arm breaker by Lince Dorado. It gets turned into a triangle choke as Shun tries to fight out of it. Shun, though, manages to pick up Lince in a big show strength, turns it into this triangle choke into a Samoan driver. There's a big strike battle. Shun hits the moonsault with the knees, gets a 2 count off that. Lince picks up the pace, though. His music starts playing in the background. I don't know what's going on there. Premature ejaculation, I assume, but not by much. Shooting star press, 1, 2, 3, new champion Lince Dorado. After the match, he gets on the mic with Sam Laterna. He thanks everyone and everyone he cares about is in the arena tonight. He notes that he died in this there ring. When Cesar Duran comes out with a bottle of champagne, he wants to celebrate with the champ. Kind of like, come back to the office, we have things to talk about. And, well, Lince is going to go talk about things, I guess. A bit more solid of a match between Lince and Shun. I am still not quite sold. I'm not quite buying the hype of Shun Skywalker at the moment still, but I find this match to be slightly more enjoyable than the Myron Reed match, and I may just maybe be because Lince's style is a bit different than Reed's. Maybe he took the time to sell things a little bit better. I don't really know, but just Shun's not doing it for me at all, really. So though on the plus side, I am glad that the title has not bounced back to Myron Reed at this point. Like, no offense intended, but he's held the title, the middleweight championship, long enough, and you know, we don't need to be hot potato the belt to and from Reed really ever again at this point. Let's just be realistic. Let Reed move on to bigger and better things, whether it's in the tag division with the rest of the Beaumayers, or moving up to the heavyweight division, or just have a blood feud. When in doubt, have a blood feud. Anywho, speaking of Boma, yay, they are backstage. Alex Kane is all fired up, and Mr. Thomas is bringing him down because he doesn't like Canada, doesn't like Great Britain. Cesar Duran comes out, they get him to yell Boma, yay, give him a jacket, and guess he's scouting the Boma, yay fight club. Hugo Sanovich is here, he's all coked up, he has a Booker of the Year award, gives it to Cesar. Cesar's not a booker, he's a promoter, and if he even was a booker, he should be like the booker of the decade, whatever, you know. But he announces that he's only signing champions to his little squad, and his first signing is MLW featherweight champion Taya Valkyrie. Because Taya Valkyrie, Vera Loca, and violence go together like peanut butter and jelly, so it only makes sense for Cesar to pick up Taya. Next week, it is announced that we will be seeing Taya defend her featherweight championship against Trish Adora. That match sounds like a lot of fun. I'm actually looking forward to that, to seeing that match. So, okay, let's face it. I was going to tune in next week anyway, but I definitely am now. We get footage of the Billington Bulldogs and Davey Boy Smith Jr. warming up backstage, as we also get an announcement that Ben Kay will be taking on Jacob Fatu. All right, let's take a pause for the cause, get an energy drink, start a podcast, chug some melatonin and just pass out on the floor, and I'll be back un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. All right, it is time for our main event of the evening, the Beaumaye Fight Club, with now what is being called the new British Bulldogs, the Billington Bulldogs versus Davey Boy Smith, Billington Bulldogs with Davey Boy Smith Jr. They're not taking on Davey Boy Smith Jr., and it's not a 3-on-2-on-1, though I am actually morbidly curious to see how that match would turn out just in general. That sounds like fun. Anyway, it's all three members of the Beaumaye. This might be like one of the second wrestling appearance of Mr. Thomas in an MLW ring, but Mr. Thomas, Alex Kane, Myron Reed, Billington Bulldogs, Mark and Thomas, and then of course Davey Boy Smith Jr., former MLW tag team champion, former Opera Cup winner. This mini feud has started because, well, they found the Opera Cup in the possession of Alex Kane. He may or may not have dented it. The Bulldogs are wanting to get said Opera Cup back for MLW to bring prestige back to the cup, give it to its rightful winner, and just maybe even have like another Opera Cup tournament, something of the like. Anyway, looks like Mark is starting off with Myron Reed. Myron controls Mark. We get a blip in the stream, and I just didn't go back and do it, but Davey Boy Smith Jr. is in and just is slamming around Reed because there's like 300 pounds difference between the two of them. Thomas. This is going to screw me up, which shows me, like, it shows everyone, like, how big of an idiot I really am, because, like, I'm a guy who's like, we can't have Stevie Richards and Steve Austin. Okay, actually, they did have that. A better example is Shane Helms and Shane McMahon. People can't be doing that. And then, like, Lance Storm and Garrison Cade, when it should be Lance Cade. Yeah, but here I am, just screwing up all the Thomases, because I can't even shorthand proper. Anyway, Thomas Billington comes in and also tosses Myron around. Mr. Thomas comes in and pushes Thomas off the ropes to allow the Beaumayes to take control of everything. Mr. Thomas comes in legally. This time hits a big sue play. Alex Kane comes in as we go to break. Come back. Backbreaker by Kane, tagged to Reed, then tagged to Mr. Thomas. We got lots of quick tags in here as we start, like, as the Beaumayes start fighting on the Bulldogs, well, specifically Thomas. Thomas flips out of a double back suplex attempt and hits a dropkick and then tags in Davey Boy Smith Jr., who just starts cleaning house. Things break down from there, and we start getting, like, a triple team on Thomas. Mark comes in, cleans house, does some flippy stuff, finally showing a little bit of fire personality. This eventually leads to the Bulldogs helping Mr. Thomas up onto Davey Boy Smith Jr.'s shoulders for an avalanche power slam. 1, 2, 3. Your winners, the Billington Bulldogs. However, during the course of the celebration, Alex Kane grabs the Opera Cup and wanders off into the night with it. Surprisingly fun match this here six-man tag. I was kind of hoping it would be a wee bit longer. The Bulldogs surprised me at various points, because I'm not gonna lie, like, I have not heard great things about them. A couple of, like, my English sources don't seem to be terribly high on the Bulldogs, and, like, just looking at them as a whole, like, they're awfully young, so they, like, look like, I mean, not full-on children, but they definitely look pretty darn young. And I mean, just, like, initial looks, you're like, those guys are wrestlers. Ooh, bring me the pot-bellied guys back. But, like, they like, had their moments. Like, I see potential in them. Like, they're not, you know, 100%, like, awesome dudes yet, at least in the ring. Because, like, there's a switch. It's almost like Festus. Like, as bad as that sounds. Like, except instead of just ring bell, like, it just hits randomly. Like, they just kind of stand around, staring off into space. And then, boom, Thomas is just, like, chucking Myron Reed around and, you know, showing some fire. And then finally, like, 5 minutes into the match, like, Mark just, like, had enough and is now just doing backflips off the top rope and running around like an idiot. Like, that was a poor choice for me, showing fire and then telling him he's running around like an idiot. But, like, I thought that was interesting. Though I'm still not a big fan of MLW calling them the new British Bulldogs. Like, they're really shoehorning the news in, and, like, if one thing that doesn't work in wrestling, like, big picture, is attaching the new to something, or just, like, randomly, changing out a tag team partner and calling it an old tag team name. So, we'll see how the new British Bulldogs do against the new FBI. I would joke about them bringing the new Public Enemy back, but I kind of forgot momentarily that Johnny Grudge isn't with us anymore. So that's kind of a downer. Anywho, that is our show. Not a bad one. Like, it's not going to be one, you know, that I, you know, going to show, like, brand newbies. But, like, it was enjoyable enough. And, of course, new champ. Like, what can go wrong with new champ? We'll see how high Mr. Dorado holds the title and how well regarded he will become as MLW champion. And, you know, and this is our first appearance of the Billington Bulldogs. We'll see what else they can do here in the near future. And then, like, my other thing is, you know, there was just a lot of Cesar Duran that didn't do a whole lot in general. So, like, he was in, like, almost every segment that wasn't a direct match. And that could be, you know, it can be an either or, but I felt like that was a little bit overkill, especially when you just, like, most of the segments didn't go anywhere on that front. But, you know, I can't take away from the in-ring action on that front, so good on that. Otherwise, you know, fun time to be had by all. Quick plug before we go into the other plugs. It made it official. I actually haven't thrown it on the social media yet. Maybe I will by the time this thing here is, recorded and dropped into the ether. But within the next, hopefully next week, maybe the week after, depends on how quickly we get this edited. But I'm going to have a special guest on the show, SCW pro wrestler, former QC Cup holder Eric Esnight will be joining us on MLW Confusion to talk about his career and what it's like to be the chosen one. Anywho, so, you know, stay tuned for that. Otherwise, you know, business is going to be quasi as usual, watching MLW, thoroughly enjoying it, waiting to see you guys next week. Of course, stay tuned for plugs and all the best ways you can support this here small podcast. And in the meanwhile, I'll see you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted at Anchor FM. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review would also be helpful. Word-of-mouth advertisement, of course, is very important for us small podcasts. For my social media links, they can be found in the description below, but the Twitter and Instagram are both at The Nova of Cass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual chip jar at www.kofi.com/casanova. That is CASSONOVA. If you'd prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/casanova, where for as little as $1, backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So head up the crew and join Maverick 45, Alan Schroeder, and Keith Wynn, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net/collections/theconfusionpodcast. There's hyphens in between the Confusion Podcast, of course. And for other business inquiries, such as ads and sponsorships, please email me at rzkammerer, K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you all for listening.